My romance is not over.
Too Much Rock podcast number 786. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and play my favorite track from each. We start with one from South Korean band HOA and the song My Romance Is Not Over. That's the title track of a new 5-song EP the band has just released themselves, digital only on Bandcamp. The band definitely dwells in that 1960s nostalgia sort of world, and I love that song. I'm a little sad about the auto-tune there. I'd rather have the imperfections than the computerization, but, you know, you take what you can get. Anyway, I got lots of music for you this week. I'm going to play it all, starting right here with the riffs. This one's called Burnside Beat.
Yeah.
just a sucker for that one. That is Straight Eight from London with the song Christine. That was on the band's album Shuffle and Cut, which came out in 1980 on Logo Records. I picked up a couple of their records recently, so I'll play one on a future podcast as well. Kind of a band born out of the pub rock scene, embracing some power pop, and then going on for maybe even a little bit of mod revival later on. But that one there, just perfect power pop, right? And before that, we heard from the Riffs from Portland, Oregon with the song Burnside Beat. That is on the new 7-inch You Doing All Right, which came out June 1st on No Front Teeth. Wonderful little 7-inch there. That band hasn't been around for a while, so it's nice to have them back with their punk rock, kind of turbocharged rock and roll as well. Anyway, let's continue on here. And speaking of turbocharged, I've got something brand new from John Spencer. This one's called Knock 'Em Out.
Cause it's time to get down. You comb and let's get down to it, baby. Listen to me!
It's hard to believe in yourself when the thought is just not. It's not natural for me. I've been reading a book called The Law of Success, and it's making me feel even more crazy. Winston Churchill says loud, loud, never give up. Well, my tank is running real low, cause I just keep on getting fucked. I got all these people around, they say you got what it takes, you're gonna make it, you're a real star. Well, I've been hearing this shit for so long that nothing happens, I can't take it anymore. So maybe it's me, huh? Maybe I'm the saboteur, but I've been on the ground this whole time, and my purpose has always been pure. When it comes to making money, I don't know anything about that. I believe you, and like a dumb rat, I choke on the smoke of the industry trap till I am left on the floor. I am dead and depleted, no longer able to fight. So the next time you see me coming, oh, don't you dare try to steal my life. Cause it's hard to believe in yourself when the thought is just not. It's not normal for me. I've been reading a book called The Law of Success, and it's making me feel even more crazy. Winston Churchill says loud, loud, never give up. Well, my tank is almost empty, so teach me how to not keep getting fucked. How to not keep getting fucked.
And welcome back to the podcast. We started there with John Spencer and the song Knock 'Em Out. That's on his brand new Songs of Personal Loss and Protest, which came out on June 12th on Shove Records. Just a garage rock wonderfulness there. Always good to hear from John Spencer. And after that, we heard from the Bobby Lees with the song Napoleon. That's on the new album New Self, which came out also on June 12th on Epitaph Records. That band had broken up and kind of got back together with a little different sound, a little more rap delivery. Rumor is there's a full-on rap album coming from that lead singer here shortly. Interesting thing about those albums, both of them have the same rhythm section, same drummer, same bass player playing for both of those projects. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I've got a fun one here. The band's called Lay Big Bird. The song is called Artificial Sunlight.
Thank you.
is Kansas City's Dented Zeus with the song Not Afraid of Stupid. That's on the brand new 4-song EP Sweet Number Also, which came out on June 19th. Self-released, digital only. Find that one on Bandcamp just like I did. It's a 4-song suite, and it is very interesting. That one kind of feels like more modern, kind of, I don't know, black gaze in some ways. One feels more like a Mogwai sort of post-rock. That one there is a little more indie rock. And they all blend together perfectly. So that's a very smart album there. And give that one a listen online. I think you'll like what you hear. And before that, Late Big Bird with the song Artificial Sunlight. That's on the band's new album, Ruin Everything, which came out June 19th on Chimp Limbs, that band based out of Stockholm, a band I wasn't familiar with until it popped up at my record store. I gave that one a listen, went, oh, I really like that. Then find out it's lots of members of Fireside, a band I really enjoyed as well. So that one I really enjoy there. Lots of Can and new sort of Spaceman 3, lots of Motorik, lots of wonderfulness there in that song and throughout that whole album. Anyway, we had our time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 786, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, lots of things coming up. Keith Sutherland is playing at the Warehouse on the 23rd, Wallflowers at Liberty that night. Robin Hitchcock is doing a live talk and a little bit of music at the LFK Arts Center on the 26th. Chuck Mead is at the Bottleneck that night. On the 27th, Nan and the One Night Stands are doing a show at the Brick. Julie Dorn is playing at the Bottleneck. Esther Rose is the Record Bar on the 28th, and 95 Sweetbird is playing an early matinee at the Replay that day. Looking into July, we got Jorge Arena Trio at Farewell on the 1st. Bags, Bags, Bags are playing at Steel Panther. That's a kind of a reschedule from a rain out a couple weeks ago. Uncouth at the Bottleneck that night. On the 2nd, Pecos and the Rooftops are playing at KC Live. Heat Seeger is playing the Replay on the 3rd. On the 4th, Whiffs are doing their annual 4th of July show at Hillsiders. On the 6th, Total Chaos is at Skate Bar. And 9th, we've got Phasers to Kill at Rhino. That's enough for now. Looking over at the website, only one new thing out there, photos, videos, and my thoughts of that Robert Lester Folsom, Howdy, and Susanna Johanna show. All right, I have saved time for one more. Like so many, it is from a local. Kansas City band Drastic Plastic have just put out their first self-titled EP, and the song I'm going to play is called Picture on My Wall. It's a song that is a little more power pop than the rest of the album. Yesterday, the album feels a little more egg punk, a little more over on the Devo side, really. Lots of synth little elements, but lots of chaos. This one is a little more straightforward. If I produced it, would be very straightforward, but that's not what this band's about. This band is about the chaos. You're going to hear plenty of it here. So this one just came out June 13th, thanks to Dirtbag Distro. Pick that one up on cassette locally in town. All right, we end things here. Drastic Plastic and the song Picture on My Wall.